Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast season 4, episode 8, Die Jerk. And I am joined by my intrepid crew. Well, almost all of them. Tara's missing today.
Tara's on vacation. Where is she?
She's on assignment in Phnom Penh, I believe.
She's on Gilmore. She's on Stars Hollow assignment. Wait, Danielle, where is Tara?
She's at Disney World.
She's at Disney World.
She's a traitor.
She loves Disney.
Wow. I think the rides on our show are even more fun.
This is true.
Don't you think? Danielle Romo, hello.
Hello.
Amy Sugarman, hello. Chugging, what are you chugging there? You chugging some mineral
water? Some Perrier.
And apparently Amy has a big, fat surprise for all
of us. Are you guys ready?
You are ready. I'm dying to know what it is.
First of all, I have to thank everyone who wrote in to help me with this surprise.
I know what it is.
Help you with the surprise.
Get ready.
Rode in.
Yes.
I found Malamars. I've never had one.
Are they good?
Oh, well, I waited for you guys. I haven't eaten one. Can I try one?
Well,
try it.
Try it. Yeah.
So it says, okay, I'm just going to say, because I am trying to, you know, get holiday ready. So 120 calories for 2 cookies. So I'm just going to have one.
Just have
that's
the
not
one.
Bad.
That's okay. 60.
No, they look amazing. You guys, they look actually amazing. So just for anyone listening, I found them at Target. I had to get them shipped though. Like they didn't have them at my Target, my local Target. Oh, you know what? They kind of remind me of Girl Scout cookies a little bit.
Show us the packaging. I want the whole experience.
Like a
cookie box, and then they're wrapped in plastic, which I love because I love knowing things are.
Do Girl Scout cookies come wrapped in plastic? I don't think so.
No, they do.
Now? Oh, they're more sophisticated they have those, now.
The tagalongs come like that, Amy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know my Girl Scout cookies. Let me tell you.
Oh, there's sort of a softness, a surprising softness. Oh. Okay, so they're a little squishy. Okay, so I'm gonna eat one. Oh my god!
Drum roll.
Now I wish I remembered which episode had all the Malamar mentions. Took a minute. Okay, here we go. Oh my god. Oh my god.
What's the verdict?
Oh, holy, they're excellent.
So tell us about it. What are you experiencing?
I would compare them to what I love, a s'more bar, because they have chocolate. There's like a marshmallowy thing.
Right.
And there's almost like crumbly graham crackers in there.
You're killing me right now.
Mm.
You can't eat. I can't eat this stuff anymore.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't do it.
No, there's only 60 calories in this.
60?
60 calories.
So you're going to send me a box? What's going on? We got boxes coming?
I know. I like how Amy sent herself a box, but failed to send us one.
That's so true. Okay. One more bite. Guys, I highly recommend hitting your target.
Uh-huh.
And that's, no wonder they named it that. Hit your target.
Mm-hmm.
Hit your target
mm-hmm.
and order these. They're great. They're really, really great. They're made by Nabisco. Mm-hmm. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a rhyme and reason to why it's only in the fall and not year round?
I would love to know.
Well, s'mores are sort of campfire-y, right? So it's that could be all seasons.
But
it's basically winter.
Right, they're winter, but that's a summer treat. That's a 4th of July treat if I've ever tasted one.
Darn tootin'.
Oh my gosh. Oh, pardon me. I need to silence my phone.
It's my first day out of bed.
Did you get sick?
I got sick. Yeah, I had
a cold. Did you get the same?
I had a cold. So I was like NyQuil, and I love
everyone has it.
I love taking the NyQuil. And
literally, it's because all the kids are back in school just spreading their germs around and bringing them home.
And all the kids went to Harry Styles, and poor Harry Styles is sick. Everybody's sick.
Everybody. Literally, one of my friend's kids' class had half the class out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's my first day up and around and sort of like doing stuff, you know?
Welcome back to life.
Thank you.
You sound pretty good. I mean, I can hear
you. Yeah, you do.
I might have to hit the gym later. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
That sounds terrible.
I know it does. It does. I'd rather just go back to bed.
No, it's good to sweat it out. You'll feel way better after.
You should eat some soup.
I've been eating chicken soup. Yeah.
It actually works.
Serving it up. And
did you give it to your wife too?
No, I tried. She wouldn't let me.
That's so thoughtful.
Well, I mean, I was gone the whole weekend. So, I came home and I was like,
oh my God, I'm sick and I don't care.
Right.
You brought it home from Rhode Island.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm ready.
All right, Danielle, synopsize us.
All right. This is season 4, episode 8, Die Jerk, air date November 11th, 2003. Rory is learning how to become an opinion writer for the Yale Daily News by reviewing a ballet show. Dave and Lane's relationship makes a return, sort of. Lorelai is surprised by the news of Nicole and Luke. Meanwhile, Jason, aka Digger, gets a reluctant invite to Friday night dinner with Emily and Richard.
You know,
I know we're gonna get to it.
Yeah,
but nothing was more unhinged than Lorelai.
What? Then what?
Oh my God, unhinged. Absolutely.
Where?
She was so unhinged when she realizes Nicole is back at the diner and she just, I literally just wrote on my notes, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, she lost it.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was.
That was so epic to watch.
I mean, it was something.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay, Scott, what do you think?
I I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I'm not saying it was like a top 10 episode so far that we've seen. But I think it was pretty darn good.
I
like the opening. I think it's got
opening
some,
was great.
I it's got some nice new blood in there. You got some Digger blood. You've got some. What's his name? Danny.
Yeah, Danny Strong.
Danny Strong playing, blood in there.
Doyle.
You've got some new stuff popping. So I like that. You know, and there's things going on at Yale now. It feels really full, and she's really settled in. And I don't know. You got the Luke stuff going on, and then. Of course, you got to throw a Nicole complication in there. Everything's sort of heading in one direction, and then you want to throw a monkey wrench in there.
I have to interrupt you for 1 second. There's a TikTok going around right now that is so epic of you and Lauren.
Oh, really?
And it's a blooper scene. It's a scene. Oh, God. You're doing something in this blooper where she's sort of thanking you, and she says, "That's what I love about you." But she says, "I love you," and she gets the line wrong.
Right, we're sitting outside at night on the bench. Yes,
and then
I say, "Well, in that case, the show would be over." I mean, she says that or something like that. Yes,
it's so good. It's all over TikTok.
Really?
Oh my God! I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just made me think.
Do you have it?
Yeah, you say, "I love you," and she's like, "I got the line wrong," and you say something funny, and then she's like, "That'd be the end of the show."
That'd be the end of the show. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Anyway, back to it. Sorry,
I miss working with her. You know, I miss it. We had fun.
Yeah, she's just the coolest.
She's a crack up. You know, it was like. Sometimes you get so tired, you just couldn't get anything right. And it just, you get that, you just break and you just start laughing. And then
it's clearly night when you're doing it. It's probably the middle of the night.
Right. So, the good directors will just let you laugh it out because they know they can't stop it. once in a while, director, guys, come on, really, let's go, you know. And it's like, I just look at him like, God, just let us laugh because it's like, there's no. The horses out of the barn.
It's just like punchy.
Yeah.
Wait, I also loved Lorelai's hair. So she did like a thing in this scene where it was almost like a half little. If you had bangs, it would be like if you just pulled back the bangs and just put that up and everything else was down.
You mean like mine?
Right? Great hair. Like mine? Great pink sweater with the bird. Oh, God. And then this is Siskel. You chime in.
Siskel and Ebert?
No. Like, they're talking about Atlantic City and how garish.
Yeah.
And then Richard gives his review, and she says something like, "And Siskel?"
No, Ebert. Because it was Siskel and Ebert, right?
Yeah, so good. Right.
I like the opening. And it was, it was Digger at his best, which is Digger at his worst, almost.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And it's like. I don't know, Danielle, what was the sensation that you were getting when Digger was doing his ploy?
Is Digger there yet? I thought we haven't gotten to that part.
That's not the opening. Yeah. Oh, is that the opening?
The opening is them talking about the success of Atlantic City.
Yes, and they're talking about Digger.
Yeah, they're talking about Digger.
But doesn't Digger come in and get himself invited to dinner?
That's later.
That's at the end of the episode?
Yeah, but I get why you blurred it because it's... The opening is all about Digger, so you almost feel like I get it. I thought the same thing.
What NyQuil does to it. It jumbles the memory.
Did you guys hear the part when she's like, a woman with less than a reputable nature?
Yeah. And then was it Rory that was like, it's not disrespectful unless it depends what you're talking to them about or something like that. God. I'm just like, no.
Belly shots. And she's like, off dad. Well, I guess you're married. Like, I wrote A plus.
Yeah. It's like Emily's worst nightmare. She even scolded Rory. And you're hanging around.
Totally.
It's like, that's your mother's influence, isn't it? I mean, it's just like, they're just bagging on each other at dinner. Trying to keep it classy. It's not happening.
They're like so fancy, and then it's just a rip fest.
There's a server standing in the archway, ready to go. Right, they just have to lift a finger, and she comes over. You know, I mean, it's like
so good.
Fancy Gilmore's, man.
Okay, and then we go to the paper. What do you think of all the paper?
Well, you know, a girl from a small town, she's in the big city in the big time, you know, and like we're talking about Yale. So, you know, they're putting on some productions over there. You got Yale Rep, you've got one of the best theater schools at that level in the world, right? And so I'm sure the dance school is probably, you know, top notch as well. They've got
That's a great point. Yeah. They wouldn't have put on such shitty productions.
Who did?
At Yale. Because you know how Rory goes and reviews the ballet is terrible, and then the end show is terrible? I don't think that's Yale's going to have that crappy of shows.
I don't think they are either. They've got some of the finest, you know, actors and the finest talent going to that school. It's part of the reason they got in.
Funny for the TV show, but...
Right.
I do love that, like, Rory's getting challenged, though. Because I feel like we're so used to her doing everything right and being the star student and, you know, whatever. And finally she's confronted with, you know, a little criticism that her stuff isn't good enough.
Right. Well, that was That's the point I was making. She's from this little town. She's, you know, been really protected, overprotected. And now she's in the big city and she's in the big time. And she's going to have to start throwing some punches if she wants to get
little fish in the big pond.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Talent only gets you so far. Now you got to get some attitude.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
we do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good Paris stuff in this episode.
Flipping through the newspaper and Rory being like, my article isn't in here. And Paris is like flipping so fast. She's like, oh, thank God mine's in there. Yeah, like it's she Paris, would.
I like Paris in this episode.
You know, we had a similar assignment in our high school where in our English class, we had to go review the school play. It was a musical. And the teacher said, you can either be John Simon of the New York Times or you can be somebody else. So John Simon was acerbic. I mean, he was just deadly in his criticism and he just sliced people up. And the other guy was a little more measured. So when I gave my review, he said, obviously, you're in the John Simon camp.
I was going to say.
No, I didn't have it. I have to have a Doyle
no
tell me.
No shock
to,
there. To
yeah, but what was good was really good. I actually gave it a very good review. There was a couple of things about it that I found objectionable. That's all. So
yeah. I mean, I actually think that Rory, okay. What would you do if you are writing for the paper? I mean, mm-hmm. Scott, we pretty much know your answer. And you go to this crappy ballet. Mm-hmm. Would you write the honest review?
Yes, you eviscerate it. But here's her dilemma. She's a student there. She's got to fit in. She can't, you know, she doesn't want to be a Paris and make, you know, a list of 26 enemies and narrow it down to 5. You know, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. So, but if she wants to develop as a writer and really excel at, you know, at that paper, which is a prestigious place to be. I mean, can you imagine having that on your resume and your journalistic career?
Yeah, the Yale paper.
Editor of the Yale Review or whatever it's called, you know, what do they call it? The Daily Bugle? No. The Whiff and Poof? The
you know what I wanted to call it?
The Whiff and Poof?
It's out of my head right now. The Blaze. That's the paper on 90210.
The Blaze.
Wait, we'll get to more of this, but we'll keep going in order. So we get next to where Lorelai's like walking with Lane and Rory, and Lane keeps saying like, punch him where it counts. Kick him where the sun don't shine. And Lorelai thinks they're mad at somebody. Like it was all, that was sort of like funny, but what's happening for me? Like what's happening here?
What was happening?
So there's sort of a walk and talk and we're learning the baby's born.
And
Lorelai's heading to Suki's and she got the gift of the box, sort of like the cake box. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a little bit of Lane and Dave that we're there still together. So we get that. Mm.
You'll be home for Christmas.
Probably not though.
I know.
No, he's in California making a hit series.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
Sorry, Lane.
Sorry.
He's out.
He's in California making a hit series.
He's on a Fox Network now. He's not on the CW anymore. He's not coming home.
I have to say, so we get to Suki's and I laugh so hard at Michelle. Because first of all, he sneezed, which to me is better in 2022 than what year was this? 2003 or 4?
4.
Yeah, 2004.
4. Because
3.
If,
2003.
Oh, 3.
3, sorry.
I mean, a sneeze is like, if someone sneezes now, everyone's like, oh.
You're so exiled if that. You sneeze.
Totally. And then I thought it was so funny. Did you guys notice when Suki and Lorelai are talking, Michelle is on the porch fully being chased by something, but it's totally in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that?
Good acting.
Yeah.
It's so he's fully flailing. You have to rewatch it.
It was dive bombing him. He was trapped out there. Poor guy. Poor little guy. And then we see Bruce again. Bruce shows up.
You know. Oh, Bruce.
We have Bruce
She's
again.
She's so good.
Bruce hates Lorelai with a passion.
Oh, that is so true. Does not approve. What does not Bruce see or feel that others don't? What is going on there? What is with that? What is Bruce as a character trying to tell us as an audience?
You know, I think a lot of baby nurses are kind of strict like that, though.
But I do like this exercise, Scott, because I'm trying to think about it. Like, what is Bruce trying to tell us about Lorelai? That's actually really interesting.
It is, right? Why would you do that to the main character? Why is a minor character that's only going to be there for a couple of episodes so hating on our beloved Lorelai? Why? Just for the sake of comedy?
Probably for the sake of comedy, and it's fitting because Lorelai is sort of the, you know, free and who I am, and blah blah, and she's not a rule follower. Right, and Bruce is like,
it's something. It's restrictions that give us the best of Lorelai because you can't put baby in a corner. No.
Right.
It's like she gives her something to play off of and rebel against and
yeah,
be funny.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, sure. It goes against everything she's about. So
now, may I throw one flag on the play, bone to pick?
Sure. Yes, that's what we do.
I felt like it wasn't a baby, then it was a baby, then it wasn't.
Yeah, the going back and forth. Yeah. You're like, that is clearly a toy in your hands right now.
Right. The first time they picked it up, I'm like, that's not a baby. That's not even a doll. Like, it was just a bunch of blankets.
I didn't.
Then when she held the baby and you see the face, I'm like, that's a baby. Then even when Bruce picked up the baby again, I'm like, that's not a baby.
Yeah, you don't want to have a real baby on there. That can cause, first of all, it's not safe. Second of all, it can cause these huge delays because the baby starts crying and pooping and the whole thing.
So you use the baby only when you literally must.
You use it. I think it's an animatronic rubber baby.
But what about that one
shot?
It moves.
Its eyes move. Its mouth and nose move. Its hands move and all that stuff.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's scary.
Yeah, no, they're kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think this shot was a baby.
Yeah.
And they showed the face. That was a baby.
I don't think that was a real baby.
What? They literally showed the face.
No, it's a rubber baby.
No.
It is. It's made out of rubber. Rubber and plastic.
You might not be wrong because the baby, I noticed the same thing, Amy. The baby didn't move. Like, it wasn't like the eyes moved or the mouth moved or the hands.
How many rubber babies they have in at Warner Brothers?
Thousands of rubber babies?
Well, I think they have a few.
Is there any chance
you can't have all these babies coming in?
It would be so expensive.
I mean, what
so
if you're shooting at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the morning and you're on the set with Ocean's 11, people are smoking cigarettes. Hey, let's throw the baby around. You know, it's like, no, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to have the rubber baby.
Is there any chance, Hannah, you could pull up that scene so we could look at the baby and see if that was a baby? Oh my God, Hannah. Literally, I don't know how she does it. Hannah got this scene in 6 seconds.
Lickety that was split. Four Lickety seconds. Split.
So to me, that looks like a baby.
That's a fake baby.
What?
Hannah is so fast.
I changed my mind.
Hannah is so fast. She gets out of bed, turns out the lights, and she's back in bed before the lights go out. That's how fast she is. She's like Muhammad Ali.
She got that baby up here. Okay,
that looks like a baby to me.
Can we put this on Instagram so that we can do a poll, real baby, fake baby, and I'm going, that's a baby.
That baby is laying there way too sweetly.
No, just asleep. Just a sleeping baby. It looks.
So
I
you think
it.
That's a rubber baby?
Yeah, I think it's a rubber baby.
I think that's a real baby.
Nah.
But when
Hannah,
they
can you press
lifted
play?
The baby face.
Actually, rubber babies' faces usually look a little more generic than that.
That is a rubber baby.
It is a rubber baby.
Yeah.
Now there's no baby. So see that scene? There's no baby now.
Sure there is. There's a rubber baby
that's
there.
That's a rubber baby, but I think when they showed the face, real baby. Look at Michelle in the background, you guys. Look at Michelle sitting there, kind of looking in.
We enjoyed the scene.
Oh my God, fake baby.
Okay. We got all the dynamics of it.
And I love that blazer on Lorelai.
Yeah, she did. She has, you know, the wardrobe is looking good. I agree with you on that one.
Very solid.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, we're back at Yale. And Rory's got a red sweater on. And
she's rejected again.
I think so.
Doyle rejects her again.
He's crossing everything off on her.
Yeah, and he's speed reading the whole thing, and he's just making blocks and then crossing off. And he says, it's getting better. It's getting better.
Right.
And he says, just write what you think.
Write what you feel. Write what you think. There you go. Right. Instead of writing. Righty writing. Boy, did she ever.
we'll get to it. Okay, so then we go into Mrs. Kim's, and at first, I thought it was a, I called it a lemonade vase.
Didn't they go to the ballet after that?
Did I mess it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go to the ballet.
Oh, yeah, I wrote Nutcracker Terrible.
Oh, yeah. They go to the ballet right after, yeah.
And that was a funny scene.
It was a funny scene because you don't have to film what's actually going on. You get the reaction from the two.
Which, don't you think that's actually even better?
It was funnier.
Yeah, it was.
I thought Lorelai's jokes were pretty funny. The nutcracker joke.
I knew Rory was going to take her lines and put them in the article. Mm-hmm. Then we get to Mrs. Kim's and we've got the lemonade jug controversy.
Oh.
Which was sweet and funny that Mrs. Kim wants to send Dave a gift. And I also like that Dave is alive and well.
I do too. I like that he's still in the mix without obviously being there.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a big moment that Mrs. Kim told Lane to send this weird jug thing totally to Dave because he's a good boy. You know, right. Like I was just like, oh, this is Mrs. Kim's way of like acceptance.
Which is shocking but sweet, and Dave deserves it.
I agree.
She's, you know, Lane's got to be, now it's like Mrs. Kim intruding on her relationship in a positive way, but it's still an intrusion.
Yeah.
It's like, can you just stay out of it?
You're right.
You know, stop trying to manipulate the situation. And I know it's, you know, her way and maybe at that point she understands, or she always has understood her omniscience over that whole family, you know what I mean? And and what she says goes, but it's like, I'm glad Lane stepped in and said, listen, mama,
right.
You know, stop. Okay. Let it breathe. Let me do this. You know?
Yeah.
It's like gaining her independence.
Mrs. Kim is a good mom.
I do.
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes and no. I do. I mean,
I do. What do you think, Scott? What's the yes? What's the no?
Well, I had some friends growing up who had parents like that, who were very restrictive. Who were, you know, you must study, and if you get in trouble, you're grounded for a whole month. I mean, very, very, very strict. Mm-hmm. And another friend had parents that were, you know, that would get very physical with him when he was in trouble. And they both had severe problems. Mm-hmm. One became very successful. The other became successful in another sense. But there were problems. There were issues. So I don't think that. I mean, I really think it depends on the child and what they're made of. But you're going to give. I mean, Mrs. Kim is giving Lane issues going forward that she's going to have to deal with her whole life. I mean, there's a point at which, you know, you just sort of have to let your kids fail. You have to let them fail because they got to figure it out on their own. And if you don't let them fail, you know, they're.
And I would argue Mrs. Kim did that when Lane got drunk at the party.
Yeah.
I think Mrs. Kim might be like, I might give her thumbs up on being a mom. She's very different than Lorelai. But when push comes to shove, she does the right thing.
Yeah.
I give her two. She's very involved and very strict.
Lane can't do anything. She can't go out after dark. She can't date. She can't go here. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I just think parents that are like that, I mean, there were more parents like that back then in my parents' generation than there are today. I think parenting has changed. Anyway, getting back to the main point, I want to go on a tangent, but yeah, I just think that Lane's going to experience some serious issues going forward, and she's going to have a tough time breaking out of that, even as an adult. It's going to cause problems.
So I'll give it a different perspective, just because I did grow up that way. Mm. I had very strict parents, but like I feel like Mrs. Kim is very strict on her. I'm definitely gonna go ahead and say that, but she's giving things that are showing that she cares about Lane. She's not doing it to be, you know, a strict parent just because. She's not doing it to, you know, like a just be a bitch. Yeah. She's doing it because she's like, I care about her, and she's showing these little things that are, you know, giving Lane something like, send this jug to Dave. He's a really good boy. That is stamp of approval. Okay, fine. You can go to prom with Dave. That's another approval. Like, because Mrs. Kim could very easily say, absolutely not. You will not talk to this boy in California. You will not take this guy to prom. You will not see this man. And she did do that in the beginning. So I will say that. But she's at least like kind of giving a little bit, which I appreciate. Of Mrs. Kim, you know?
And the payoff of the jug was really good in that it wasn't a marriage jug.
It wasn't a marriage jug.
And so that one was Lane going down a wormhole. But also, showed that Lane isn't ready to get married. And maybe an inkling that like she might date someone other than Dave.
Yeah.
Just a little.
You're getting then maybe she doesn't see it as the end goal for Dave.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which is tragic. It's mm-hmm. really going to make me sad.
You just want her to be with Dave. For
I want her to be with Dave. I want Dave to come back from the OC and just hang out in Stars Hollow forever.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, it kind of, I will say, I never like to rewrite the show, right? Like I never want.
I do. I like it.
I know.
I really, I like doing that.
I love it. If I would have been whoever, CW, the Paladinos, mm-hmm, whoever, mm-hmm. I would have backed up a truck of money and said to Adam Brody, you are now a series regular, and kept him through the run of the show.
They may have done that with all of those guys, you know, yeah. Milo and Jared and all those guys. And they, you know, they may have all said, no.
Right. Because I would argue that on the OC, Adam Brody was the lead. It was definitely an ensemble, but the entire show revolved around him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
I think their teams, their reps, you know, burned it into their brains. Like, this is a CW. This is a smaller network. We need to get you on a big network with your own show.
Where you're the lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not, and it's about you. And everything yeah. revolves around you. And that's how you build a career. So,
right. And Jared was super smart with that.
Yeah.
And same with Chad Michael Murray, too. Yeah, that happened to
totally.
Him, too.
Right.
Totally.
Right. So that show, it's a, you know.
And Milo.
Right.
Milo yeah. went from this to being leveled up on Heroes mm-hmm. and then. Pff,
right.
Skyrocket on
right.
Literally.
Right. Those young yeah. guys used that show as a springboard. Right.
It yeah, wasn't, I mean,
it wasn't an end game for them. It was the beginning.
The talent that came out of Gilmore Girls, come on. Mm. Like literally every single one of those guys, every single one. Chad Michael Murray went on to have his own show. Jared went on to have, his own show multiple times over. Milo, Adam, mm-hmm. Matt, mm-hmm. Zuckery mm-hmm. has his own show. He did do Good Wife between, but now fully has his, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's five guys right there. And then look at, I mean, that doesn't even mention Melissa McCarthy. Like, are right. you kidding me?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Forgot yeah. about her yeah. for 1 second. You're absolutely right.
You know, that Gilmore Girls can be referred to as kind of a farm team for Hollywood. Like the Hollywood major league teams.
Yeah.
So Gilmore fed a lot of those productions with talent.
So I'll quickly mention the gray pants and the gray sweater with the stripe. I love it. As we get to the most epic scene in this whole episode,
it involves you.
Oh. No, this one doesn't even have Scott. It's literally about Scott, but he never came out. So Lorelai goes into the diner. She sees Nicole. And
was
she
it
says,
some of
oh,
my best acting?
Is your best acting?
Your best acting.
First
it
of all,
being all about you and you not being there. Great acting.
In your mind.
I knew we were in for a 10 out of 10 when Lorelai says, we'll all be. And it's, she's all, look at you there to Nicole. If somebody could bring up I know people don't love it, but like, can we please read that scene? Because what Lauren Graham did was so freaking epic. It was hilarious and uncomfortable. I mean, I just kept writing, holy cow, holy cow, OMG, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not hungry anymore.
I mean, is there anyone, if Hannah can pull this off and pull up that scene, I will.
If Hannah can do this really fast, then there's like, five
Hannah,
hands.
I'll let you off the hook because I got it.
Oh, hands. Danielle, how do you guys do this so fast? Oh, my God.
She's going to do it. She's going to do it.
Wait, is there an... I don't want to be this person. So, Danielle, do you want to play Lorelai?
Oh,
wait a minute. Okay. You just drooled all over. Now you don't want to play her?
If you guys will let yeah. me, but I don't want to be a ball
hog. No,
Amy,
you be Lorelai. I'll be Nicole.
All right, I'm gonna direct you two in this episode.
Thank you, but wait. Okay, so here we go. All right, go, Scott. We're ready.
All right, ladies, are you you good? You feel ready?
I feel pretty good. I need to shake it up
okay.
a little bit.
Okay. Right. Whenever you're ready, ladies, commence.
Nicole.
Hi, Lorelai.
Oh, we'll all be. Look at you there.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah. Does Luke know you're there?
Okay, cut. Sorry. Amy, don't laugh at your own jokes, please.
Okay.
You can't. You can't be the actress and the audience.
Okay, fine. I'm just gonna try and play it normal. Just because I was overacting. I think.
You think so? Yeah. Don't laugh at your own jokes. Just it's not a joke. It's just a reaction. Yeah. All right. When you're ready, ladies, take two.
Nicole.
Hi, Lorelai.
We'll all be. Look at you there.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah. Does Luke know you're here?
Yeah, he's just in the back. Do you want him?
No, I don't want him. I don't want him. I was just coming in for a bite with a friend. Not my imaginary friend. My friend's not with me, but he doesn't eat normal food like this, so he's not coming in. You good?
Very good, and you?
Very good, too. I'm just still living here in Stars Hollow, and Rory's going to Yale.
I knew that.
Of course. Well, naturally you would. You'd be all filled in because Luke's talking to you regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a bunch of lawyers from your firm.
Really?
I did, yes, because, well, they were coming in to see Luke, and I'm in here a lot, and, you know,
right,
so.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Really good guys. They like you a lot.
They're partners at my firm.
Well, so they have to like you. So is Luke coming out, or?
He should be.
You know, I'm not hungry.
No?
I just remembered, I ate.
Oh.
So it's really good to see you.
Same here.
Really good.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Scott.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag. Did I nail that?
No, you didn't. Sorry. No,
no. Oh, my God. See, I.
So you missed the, you need to take a pause.
Oh, my God. I literally.
I didn't hate it, Amy.
I thought it was pretty good for somebody who wasn't trained. And that was pretty good. I knew you were enjoying yourself and you were, you know, the spirit of Lorelai was in you. I felt that.
Thank you. I thought I was a 10 out of 10. I'm not going to lie. Literally,
I would
like,
give you 7 out of 10 Malamars.
Oh, 7 out of 10 Malamars. Yeah. First of all, I didn't do it justice, but that scene was freaking genius.
As long as you enjoyed it. You know what Billy Kidd used to tell my wife when she started skiing? He goes, listen, it doesn't matter. As long as you're smiling at the end of the run, you're doing it right. And you're smiling. Right. You're smiling at the end of your run.
Yeah, that was a great, that scene is, I can't do it justice because it was also the body language.
Yeah,
and
it was
the
great.
Movement and the whole, it's just like. Right. Oh.
And at the end when Nicole was eating her fries, I was like, oh, she knows she's on, like she is on top right now. That right. She just like, made Lorelai squirm. She's just. Casually eating the fries.
See how precise it is? You see how intricate the whole thing is?
If we had a big chart that said Nicole, Lorelai, that would be point Nicole.
100%.
Oh, yeah. That's.
We are seeing Lorelai and Rory both squirm in this episode.
Totally. Danielle. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They are not right. They are not crushing it like they normally do. So, okay, so now we see on the door of the dorm room, die, jerk. And who did you think it was at when you first saw it?
I immediately knew it was for Rory, but I love that Paris tried owning it. She was like, we all know this is probably for me.
Oh, my God. And then Janet admits she kissed the boyfriend of someone on the volleyball team. And then the other girl's like, what's her name? Olivia Hack. What's Olivia Hack's character?
Tana.
Tana. Yeah, Tana. Tana. We knew it wasn't Tana. Come on.
Yeah, we were like, sorry, Tana. You're not even a leg in this race.
Oh, my God. So good. So then we go quickly back to the diner where we see Lorelai and Luke sort of now almost having the same sort of awkwardness over Nicole.
Mm.
What did you think?
And a little hostility. Like Lorelai was upset.
Yes.
But
she came in hot and like not in a nice way. She came in like, excuse me.
Yeah.
She was confrontational to say the least.
A little territorial there, don't you think?
Yeah, I wrote, she's mad.
Well, yeah, she didn't really express it until the end. So. you know, she thinks the new pots are stupid, right? She put it into the stupid. That's when her anger came out a little bit.
And she left without eating again.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, she's so hungry in this episode.
I love that scene. I really love that
scene. Same.
That's one of my favorite scenes I did with her.
I would then put point Luke
what?
On my chart.
Yeah.
Luke won that one again.
Well, I mean, he's just living his life, right? I mean, stuff happens and he's going with the flow. Mm-hmm. He's trying to relax into a relationship or back into it. You know, you can't fault him for that. It's his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. So it crazy. Is.
It's his wife.
I just wrote Lorelai is freaking. And I think she didn't freak before when you two were sitting on the steps of the house when you told her, because you said, I got married. And then very quickly, we know you got divorced or you're getting divorced. So she didn't have to feel all this, she's feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in the genuine space where he's moved on and he wants his life to amount to something, and you know, he wants a partner to share it with, and he's just, mm-hmm. you know, he's not going to wait for her any longer.
If Lorelai didn't learn all this, that he's getting back with Nicole a bit, she never would have gone out with Digger. I think it would have been, they would have hooked up right here, because she's clearly ready, losing her mind. And then I think she goes to Digger because she can't have Luke right now.
Right. I mean, that's the only explanation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, also, I like Digger, but we'll get to that.
Right.
So I have a question, too, for you guys. Mm-hmm. They're very loud walking around the entire restaurant.
Right. Right.
Literally. Yes. I literally wrote, do these customers think it's weird that it's not a large diner? They can literally hear their entire conversation.
I
think that's the norm for Luke's diner, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I think that's his place, and he'll talk when he wants to.
Do they add the background noise? So, like, when you guys are doing the scene, is it just dead quiet in there except for you two?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It has to be. It had better be. Yeah. No talking. No even whispering. Doing extra work is hard. And when people are getting into their extra characters, you know, sometimes they sort of whisper because they're forming the words. They want the other person to believe that they're having an actual conversation. And it's very difficult if you ever try to do that and stay quiet in a scene, except, you know, you're mimicking everything and you're not making any noise. It's very difficult to do it. So,
oh my God, I'd be fired in 4 seconds.
Yeah. Well, you don't get fired. You just said, hey, you know, can you keep doing? And a lot of like clinking of glasses or putting things down or clinking of cutlery on.
I'm going to have to watch the cutlery, because now do they pick it up? Like,
yeah, everything's very like
dainty.
You'll notice. And I just, you know, I was just watching a film where Kevin Spacey was in a scene and he was. Who was the actor? They were let go. Oh, no, it was Stanley Tucci was let go.
Oh, I love Stanley.
Kevin Spacey came in and said something, and he was packing up his things. And you know, even there, right? It's not, you know, if you've just been fired after 19 years, you're going to be a little pissed. And you're going to be throwing stuff in the box, right? Because they're escorting you out of the building. And it's like, it's really harsh. So, and they're waiting for you. So you're just going to be pissed. But Stanley Tucci was carefully placing all of the items in the box very quietly, not to step on Kevin Spacey's lines, or I'm sorry, Paul Bettany's lines.
Oh, what movie is this?
I think it was Margin Call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
do you also have to do that for the edit? Like, just in case
you don't want all this noise going on when somebody else is talking or when you're talking. So, you just got to do things quietly.
Oh.
It's like why they have the, you know, like whenever somebody comes from a grocery store, they're special bags, they're not the real bags, because the real bags make too much noise.
So much noise.
But
what
you have
a cart.
Yeah, and you literally have
a cart. What carts
at the grocery store? So loud.
Yeah, they don't use them.
Or just all the things Luke has to do, like the coffee. Put the coffee thing back in. Drop a mug. Drop a plate. Like
you do it.
That's a lot.
You land it quietly. You don't put it down normally.
Is there stuff under the plates, like, you know, like those like felt things?
No.
There was a whole choreographed thing that you had in this scene. I mean, it was a lot of things.
Yeah.
Pickup move. Doom.
But yeah, you got
it. And I noticed one of the plates was plated beautifully. It had the beautiful mashed potatoes.
Right. Well, that's how we do it at Luke's. That's how we do it.
Yeah. It's a good
thing. Is that all on your script? Like, okay, say this line, drop your cup.
No.
So you make it up, but then you have to do it the same way 12 times.
Yeah, you figure it out in rehearsal. Yeah.
Do you write yourself a note? Like, go to the mashed potatoes, go to the fries, go to the counter.
No, you don't write it down. You just remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yes, you would. You could do it. If you did it enough.
You think you could do it if you did that, all those movements he made without writing it down?
No, because I wouldn't be comfortable memorizing those lines. Like that, my head would just be all about the lines and like making sure I'm delivering those that I'll forget, oh, I didn't pick up the cup or I didn't pick up the plate. Like, I don't know. I give you mad kudos because there's no way, no way, absolutely no way.
Well, okay. You know, that's why you do theater. In theater, you do that. That's if you're trained.
You can change it.
If you've been on stage and you've had to deal with kitchen scenes and doing lots of activities and learning how to do all that stuff, you know, you learn that the dance, the blocking, the choreography that you come up with in rehearsal supports the scene and supports the life of the dialogue. I mean, you got to give it life, right? You got to give it a behavior.
I need to know this.
What?
What's harder? The scene you just did in the diner with Lorelai or Harry Styles performing on stage? I sort of think Harry's got it easier.
100%, because you could do whatever you want.
You know what? It's all the same.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure he's got choreographed moves that he does every single night. And he knows what he's going to do in every section of every song that he sings.
But there's room for it, like to improvise.
Because it's a light show, right? I mean, it's a whole thing. He's got to be in certain spots for the lights to hit him the right way. So it's all rehearsed. And I mean, I think there's probably a looser structure when you're performing live like that. But there's a general sort of blocking that must be adhered to on every song. You know, those things are very well thought out.
Interesting.
My next question for you to abruptly change the topic. Does Nicole like Lorelai?
No.
No way.
No.
And does Lorelai like Nicole?
No. That's a death match right there. Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Nicole loves this episode.
Yeah.
Like, she loves everything about it. Yes. She loves
that
it.
That is so true.
Oh, yeah. She was licking her chops at the end of that scene. She was like, oh, yeah. I got her
now. Yeah. Okay, so we go to the cafeteria and Die Jerk. We get, Rory gets confronted. Do you think the ballerina really would have done that?
Sure. I think it's highly probable. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I think if you're an actor and you get it, or a dancer or a singer and you get a bad review, I mean, are you going to go, you get a bad review, Scott, are you going to go call the New York Times and tell them, like, Die Jerk?
Well, Scott's not getting compared to being a hippo. So if somebody called you a hippo in a review, you might be a little,
I don't know. I just think, you know, my, here's my message to that ballerina. You better grow a thicker skin.
Totally.
If you're going to make it.
Totally.
Because you're going to get slammed on the way up. Guess no matter how good you are, you're going to get slammed by somebody.
Guess how many of those we're getting on the Instagram?
Right. Oh, wow. Right.
Read our Apple reviews. Right. People are very nice.
Right.
Real mean.
Listen, it's just,
and like, that's their right. They get to do that. That's their right. They get to write to a certain extent. Like, I don't think you should do terrible, terrible things, but like, they can write to us and say, you guys suck.
Yeah, that's just life, you know.
I like it better when they give us like notes and we can improve. But yeah, they write, you suck.
It's very possible that at times you can suck. It's really, no matter how much work you put in, no matter how dedicated you are, no matter how much you love it, it's possible that the end result is like, you know, no.
You're not somebody's cup of tea.
Right. It happens. It just happens. You know, no matter how much you want it. Right?
Totally.
I'm trying to find one that I read that was, okay, wait, this was so good.
Oh, no.
Respect to the person. So first of all, somebody who, and I don't like to read the name because I don't know if they want to be on the, you know, so I'm not reading it just to be respectful.
Bot number one.
No, they're not bots. This is real. Amy, you have really grown on me. So I'm thinking, oh my God, my day is made. I have a fan. I'm grown up. And then, you know, like when on Instagram, it says like two more comments. So I click, oh, two more comments. And it says, can't relate. I was like, took me right back down. Okay, so scene that was very funny but didn't age well. Digger and Richard hooking up the wireless. I mean, I guess it aged well because of the time, but it was like, he's taking the wireless. We're wireless, taking the laptop.
He has a laptop. Mom, says, you can do shopping on the internet, you know, like things like that. It's like,
oh. Google them. I mean, so it was like very funny, but it was so dated.
Right.
Right. He's out on the patio. It's crystal clear out here. So wait, so is that charming when it's so dated, or is it just takes you out? Yeah,
kind of. I liked it. I like seeing Richard being all happy and goofy and full of life and enjoying himself, you know, discovering something new and having this new partnership and this new lease on life. It's nice to be around that, you know. He's happy like a kid again, you know. It's like everything's brand new.
Yeah.
And not to mention, it's still kind of relatable. Like, mm-hmm. my grandparents don't have, like, they just have their landline, you know. Like, they don't have a laptop or anything, like, tech savvy like that. So it's still, even though it was 20 years ago, it's still kind of relatable.
Yeah, it's relatable where it's, yeah, but you're definitely like, we all are like,
have we all have a laptop. Our phones now.
Okay, so then what do you think of Digger when he says he's going to get Emily to invite him to dinner?
You know, this...
He's annoying.
He just is. I agree. He's just, you know, he's so in love with himself. He thinks he's so clever, right? And I'm going to really prove it to her. And he's so like on it. And it's just, yeah, it's just a little too much, right?
Oh, I loved it.
It's fun. It was actually fun to watch, right? Like, you set it up, totally. He does it. Then he's at the dinner table and he's going to ask her to dinner. And it's, you know, it's supposed to be romantic.
Emily's like, I'm not sure we'll have enough.
And she's like, acting she like she's getting all turned on. And it was too much.
Okay. So I thought that was so.
Yeah.
I have to disagree because I loved Jason and Emily. I thought that was adorable. And then I loved the subliminal flirty flirt with Digger and Lorelai. And nobody gets it but Rory.
He was basically asking, like, setting up their date at the table.
Of course. It was so adorable.
I will give that to him. That's kind of cute. Sure. Fine. Like, that's cool. But I don't know. He still just bothers me.
The only thing that bothered me about him was I didn't like how he was holding his fork. Because I was like, you're not eating, dude.
Holding his fork.
He was holding his fork like upside down. And I'm like, you're not going to eat.
Mm-hmm. But
eating, I mean, is so tough for me.
He had a lot of dialogue in that scene.
Yeah.
He couldn't really eat. I don't think he had eating food on his mind.
Mm. True. Mm-hmm. I give that a 10 out of 10. I loved it. I thought that whole thing was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And we're working in the article. And Richard and Emily read the article.
Oh, they would love it. They would love that article.
They love it. And then we've got this sort of dance that's happening.
Definitely a good scene. It was a good scene. It was well acted, well executed. It was very clever.
And then that Rory saw right through it. She's like, are you going to go out with him? Because that was obvious.
It was obvious. Right. It was almost too obvious. It was just too, you know, maybe that's what bothered me so much, a little bit about it. It was just a little too obvious.
10 out of 10 for me.
Whereas like Emily and Richard had to pretend like they didn't know what was going on. It was pretty obvious what was going on. You know what I mean?
The other thing I'm going to say is the phone call scenes literally do not bother me. I think they are totally working. And I think it's the way they shoot them because it's not just... I'm on a phone.
Well, there's not that many of them anymore.
You'd be surprised. There was a ton in this episode, and you don't notice them.
How many were there?
There was only Lorelai calling Rory before she goes to the show.
Lane and was there one with Lane and Rory? Two. Jackie says there were two, and I'm telling you,
two in an hour is not that much.
But it's also the movement. So they make sure that Lane's moving during hers and Rory's moving. So you really feel like it's not just stagnant. No one's sitting there talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. I think it's working.
Right. Yeah. If you use them sparingly in the right way, they can be very effective. Yeah. Just can't overdo it.
True. So favorite lines, and then let's give Digger a 1 out of 10 Malamars. And then the episode, 1 out of 10 Malamars.
What?
I just want to know where you guys stand
on
Digger.
You only want to give the episode and Digger 1 out of 10 Malamars?
No.
You're judging it already?
No. As I'm saying, the scale is 1 out of 10 Malamars.
Oh. I want to know what you rate. Is this a new scale? I've never heard of 1 out of 10.
I'm just throwing it in there.
Okay.
How many Malamars?
Yeah.
for Digger and how many Malamars for the episode?
It's usually
and
your favorite line. 13, but it's 10 now. Okay.
It was never 13.
So why do you feel the need to explain to 1 out of 10 to us? I mean, for God's sake. Guys, we're going to go to 1 to 10. Because yeah. We usually go 1 to 16.
We're going off the rails. I'll jump in.
It's like, you know.
That's so funny. Well, I didn't even get
What is this?
You're saying I'm being a little Captain Obvious.
Well, are we into kindergarten here? Are we throwing the 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 10?
How many Malamars and favorite lines? I gave mine, but you guys give yours.
Danielle, go ahead.
Okay. My favorite is from Rory when she says, it's Avril Lavigne's world and we're just living in it.
Oh my God.
You know what? That's my favorite line too. You stole my line. So I'm going to take that line too.
Good.
That was a really good line.
That was good.
You could also relate.
Was that in the middle? Was that when she was defending herself and when she was getting ranted at by the hippo?
God, I forget.
She said that in when she was, you know, reeling her response to the raging ballerina, right?
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
She did. That was a very good. That was the line that made me laugh out loud. I laughed out loud at that line. That was great. That's my favorite line too.
How many Malamars, guys?
For this episode, Danielle, what do you think?
I'll give this episode 8 out of 10 Malamars. I did really enjoy it. Digger, I'll give a 2 out of 10. I'm only giving 2 because the banter back and forth is good, but he just bothers me.
Amy, what do you think?
I'm going to give the scene with Lorelai and Nicole 10 out of 10 Malamars. I'm going to give Digger 8 out of 10 Malamars. And I'm going to give the episode 7.5 Malamars.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm going to give. So Digger, we're like rating Digger now.
Yeah.
Like
just because I want to know where scale. Y'all stand. Digger scale.
Digger scale.
Well, I think he's awfully good. You know, I think the actor's awfully good. And I think he's you know, I'm gonna lighten up on Digger because it's a very
you're supposed to be on my team.
I am on your team, but it's a very specific job that he has to do.
Yep.
Right.
Ugh.
Because he can't be really, really charming. He can't really be a rival.
He has to be a hint schmarmy.
He's got. There's got to be something that the audience says no to immediately. It can't even be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they on that basis, I'm going to give him a 10 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Malamars. I see where you're coming from.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then what do you
think? But in terms of likability.
How many Malamars for Digger?
You know, I'm going to go 2.
Okay.
Because that as an audience is what I'm supposed to be feeling.
Right.
So I think I think it's good. So yay, 10 out of 10 for casting the right actor. To give me
I
that.
Still like Digger. I thought that was sexy, the right. whole thing.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow. Wait, how many Malamars for the episode?
What'd you give it? 8? And Danielle, you gave it 8?
7.5.
Hmm. You know, I'm right up there all close to 9 almost.
Wow.
I think 8.85. Yeah, I really like this episode. I really thought it was mostly terrific. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone had something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like everyone had no one was boring in this episode. Everyone had a storyline that was crucial to their character.
Yeah, that is true. That is really true.
It's like a show that's hitting its stride. It's like in full bloom almost. You know, it's like everybody.
Even Michelle got some.
Yeah, everyone. Some
good, never saw Kirk. We never had Kirk, but.
It's okay, you know.
Yeah,
he had a big last episode.
Yeah, he's tired.
Right, he's tired. Right,
he had to get his makeup off.
Right, and too much Kirk for us may be a bad thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I agree.
Because he's so memorable, right? So it's
correct.
Right. Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. What's next?
It's Ted Koppel's big night out.
Okay, so next episode is season 4, episode 9. Ted Koppel's big night out. Anyway, that's it. That's going to be a wrap as we steer this jalopy off the freeway and into the repair shop. We think we're going to get there. All the best, everybody. Best fans on the planet. Thanks for downloading And we will see you next time. Stay safe. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Oh,
I have a very special announcement.
What about your crack staff? They didn't find anything?
Oh, geez. Yeah, hang on. Crack staff. In the meantime, I'm going to be at German Comic Con, Dortmund, December 1 and 2.
Oh, whoa.
So
German. I mean, that's not just, that's no Rhode Island.
No, that's a big deal. Well, the Rhode Island was a big deal, too. That was a big, big, that was a big one. And my crack staff has forwarded me their notes, welcoming me back to California. And thank you for welcoming me back. All right, around the 7:30 mark.
You emailed this to yourself? Just saying.
You will eat those words soon because of the thing that, and you will meet my crack staff. And let me tell you, they are crack and they are staffy. They are crack and staffy.
They're staffy. Okay, give it to me.
Around 7:30 when Lorelei, Lane, and Roy are approaching Suki's house. In the far background, you can see what appears to be a large spotlight set up on top of Luke's diner building.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that like for the show?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
At the 11:18 mark, there are two students in the background sorting slides. The one on the left is a Canadian teenager who had recently battled leukemia. She was on the set that day, courtesy of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, who fulfilled her wish to meet the Gilmore Girls cast. Yeah, they did that every so often. It was always a wonderful day on set with the Make-A-Wish kids. Now, the male voice singing Michael Row the Boat Ashore at the end of the episode is Seth MacFarlane.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You see, that's good.
Yes.
That's a good one.
They've also, my crack staff has also suggested a couple of favorite lines. Emily, you are certainly not going to Google me. Ha ha ha. Mrs. Kim, my gluten patties caught fire, so we're switching to spaghetti and wheat balls. Okay, so that's it. That's it for crack staff, who you will meet soon. And that is it, folks. Stay safe. See you next time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.